New Dimensions Radio has been making a difference on our planet since 1973, thanks to the generosity of our listeners. You too can help make a difference with a tax-deductible donation or membership. Please visit our website, newdimensions.org, and just click the donate button. We at New Dimensions thank you for your support. It is only through a change in human consciousness that the world will be transformed. The personal and the planetary are connected. As we expand our awareness of mind, body, psyche, and spirit, and bring that awareness actively into the world, so also will the world be changed. This is our quest as we explore new dimensions.
Our guest today says nothing is harder to do than nothing. In a world where our value is determined by our productivity, many of us find our every last minute captured, optimized, or appropriated as a financial resource by the technologies we use daily. She goes on to say, the convenience of limitless connectivity has neatly paved over the nuances of in-person conversation, cutting away so much information and context in the process. In an endless cycle where communication is stunted and time is money, there are few moments to step away and fewer ways to find each other. Today, we'll be exploring the increasingly materialistic and pragmatic orientation of our age and how to reroute and deepen our attention and explore what is hijacking the ageless need for community, solitude, and conviviality with our guest, Jenny O'Dell. Jenny O'Dell is a multidisciplinary artist and writer based in Oakland, California, who teaches at Stanford University. She has been an artist in residence at such places as the San Francisco Dump, Facebook, the Internet Archive, and San Francisco Planning Department, and has exhibited her art all over the world. She is the author of How to Do Nothing, Resisting the Attention Economy. Join us for the next hour as we explore what is the attention economy and how is it co-opting our lives with our guest, Jenny O'Dell. I'm Justine Willis-Toms. I'll be your host. Welcome to New Dimensions. Jenny, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to be with you. I would like to start off, first of all, if you could describe in 2016, you started hanging out in the Rose Garden in Oakland, California, and that was as a respite from all that was going on in the news, I believe. Can you describe why you were hanging out there?
Sure. And that's kind of where this whole book came out of, was this moment. I will say it wasn't totally intentional. I think I found that I was going to this Rose Garden almost out of an instinct. It's also very close to my apartment. And I had been going there somewhat regularly, but at this point in time, I was going there a lot, like every spare moment, and not doing anything, not even reading, not writing, just kind of like sitting and I think trying to process. You know, this was not just after the election, but also after the ghost ship fire in Oakland. So, you know, friends of mine had passed away. And that event in itself, the way it was being covered in the media, was really problematic, I think.
And for those who don't know about that fire, just a little overview.
Yeah, so it was a warehouse fire that happened in Oakland. There was an event going on, so I think 36 people died. And a lot of them were artists. A lot of them were, you know, just very community-minded people. So it was a loss that was really heavily felt, I think, by the whole city. And certainly many people I knew were in a state of shock, especially because it happened, I think, about a month after the election. So, you know, it was just, there was like this kind of pall hanging over me and a lot of people that I knew. And my reaction was to go.